Therapists in Seattle will no longer be able to offer so-called conversion therapy to LGBT youth. Monday, the city council voted unanimously to ban the practice and to fine violators up to $1,000. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Many LGBT youth in the U.S. experience some form of conversion therapy when they come out. Counselors who offer it aim to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. But city council member Lorena Gonzalez says the practice has been discredited and young LGBT people need support instead. She sponsored the ordinance.
Being gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, or transgender is not an illness, nor is it something that needs a cure. Conversion therapy is a harmful practice that needs to end.
The city will spend about $50,000 on ads and outreach so people, including LGBT youth, are aware that the practice is banned. Susan Bonner thanked the council. She says she voluntarily went through conversion therapy in her 20s.
But all it really did was create shame within me. And can you imagine adult? It's worse with kids.
Seattle joins Miami Beach, Cincinnati, D.C., and five states in banning the practice. The Family Policy Institute of Washington, which stresses parental rights and religious freedom, says therapists should be allowed to practice it. The institute says it's an assault on free speech to set restrictions on what a counselor can do or say during their work. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.